I got a girl lives at Pine Bluff. She ain't no kin to me, but her mother and Eileen are real good friends, and she just like my niece too. Mm-hmm. Her name is Mary Ann. Mm-hmm. She raised five boys. Now you maybe not, maybe you don't need to know all about that.
What?
Her and her husband got five boys.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
no girls?
No girls. They didn't want no girls.
What would you say to a horse to make him
get up, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up?
And what about to stop?
Whoa.
And how about if you want him to go backwards?
So you just say, whoa back, mm-hmm. and pull back. You start in learning to do that away by pulling on your line,
mm-hmm.
or you can push back.
Well, the lines would be what?
That's what you got him with.
Uh-huh.
And then you could have your halter. You could be holding your halter and say, whoa back up, back up, back up, you know, and just push back at him. He'll soon learn what you want him to do, and he'll back up.
Well, how would people call hogs?
Well, I ain't forgot how to call a hog, have I?
I don't know, have you?
You hold me, you hold me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you hear the radio by calling. They make a lot of racket sometimes. It don't even sound like a hog calling.
Well, how did you really use to call hogs, sure enough?
I didn't call hogs so long. You wind up saying piggy, 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 piggy. Ooh, pig, 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 something like that. No. And I don't call hogs like they do up at football games.
Yeah.
They don't, most of them hog callers up there just...
They don't really call real hogs.
No, they just make a lot of racket.
How would people call sheep, do you remember, to get them to come in from the pasture?
Well, it just sort of a natural saying that they'll come by horn, you know what I mean, they'll come by anything that they get used to, and you just call sheepy, sheepy, or something like that, no, and whatever they can, if they can hear your voice. And then if they're used to coming by horn, well, they'll come by horn. You know, that's the way a dog is. You can call a dog by, hush you up, hush you up, hush you up, or you can blow a horn, and he'll come just as good by horn if he gets used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he gets learned to do. If you're going to blow a gun barrel, well, he'll come by the gun barrel blowing. If you got a regular cow horn that you blow, he'll come by that. And lots of times he won't come no other way, only way he's been trained. And that's a whole lot of it. Of course, mostly you have horns to call dogs in, but your sheep or your cow and thing like that, you do it with your mouth, and mm-hmm. you call them, and they are more than that, they just understand. And you take your horns on your car, they're as good a thing as it is.
Oh, really?
You can just drive out and a lot of these big prairies and big big ranches and things, they just go out there and they'll just start blowing their horn when they get out in there, and they have a good horn on the car and on the truck. They'll drive around and blow it, and they'll drive around and blow it. First thing they know, they've got more cows than they know what to do with, but they come by that horn because they know what's going to happen. They know they got feed, or they know they got salt, or they know they got water, or they got something other fun to eat. That's the way they'll learn to come to the master. That's the way they'll learn to come to their master, is by that horn call.
Mm-hmm.
And you can go out there all day and maybe blow a different horn, they wouldn't come.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But they know that particular
one particular horn, they'll come to that. And it's just like a cow horn that you blow for a dog. And other horns might not, that dog wouldn't come at all if he didn't hear his own horn. Now he hears his own horn and he'll come.
Chickens, if they were calling them at feeding time, how would they call them?
They just have to call them chicky, chicky, chick, 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 and like that. And that's all I ever heard. And but they'll always be there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to call a chicken.
Oh, there. They'll always be there.
Well, they don't ever get too far off, but they won't be there.
Well, now, if you were riding on horseback, what would you call?